Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
can be. That's what it said.
You to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you what he was then. He still is today.
You have been faithful
Oh, the beauty. fill me with your love and power, and let your blessing fall on me.
Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We honor you and we bless you. We praise you. Thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, thank you that you are always with us. We thank you, Spirit of the Living God, for blessing this day. Holy Spirit, we bless you and we praise you. Thank you for this season that we're in, a season of harvest. Oh, God, and thank you, Lord, for increasing your laborers that's in the field. In the name of Jesus, laborers in your vineyard, oh, God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Oh, we honor you. We magnify you, oh, God. Thank you for your awesome and mighty moves in our lives. The living God, we thank you for you are here to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. May God perfect all that's done in our lives. May God's perfect will be done in our lives. Perfect all that concerns us in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your anointing Release your love. Release your glory. Release your power. Oh, Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God, we pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways and our hearts. Release your glory in the morning. Hallelujah. Your morning glory, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, when your glory is sent, oh God, release a fresh manna. Hallelujah. That fresh manna, not the manna that the children of Israel had in the desert, but the manna which is the bread of life, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for Jesus, the bread of life. Hallelujah. Thank you. We ask you, Holy Ghost, to permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening, hallelujah, or that will listen, experience a life-changing encounter, that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. Anoint us, Holy Spirit, with your power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of Almighty God descend upon us. Descend upon our children. Descend upon our grandchildren. Descend upon our spouses, our household. Descend upon our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and release and lead us into God's holy paths of truth and righteousness. Oh, Father God, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to lead us and guide us into all truth. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to reveal to us everything in our lives that is not pleasing to you. Show us, lead us, Father. Uproot those things in our lives that is hindering your plan and purpose for our lives and destiny. Let there be an uprooting in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, as you uproot, oh God, we ask you to plant your seed of righteousness in the name of Jesus, that the seed will grow and continue to grow and become the tree of righteousness that produce fruits, good fruits. That are not contaminated in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, pray for divine reset this morning. In the name of Jesus, divine reset, oh God. Reset our divine path, oh God, and destiny. We've been going the wrong way, going around the mountain so many times. Lord, show us, lead us, guide us. Oh, Lord, we surrender to you. Let your will be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father God, as we come to this altar of prayer, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we ask you to cleanse the altar of prayers in our hearts, the altar of prayers in this ministry, in the name of Jesus. Let it be cleansed and washed with the blood of Jesus. Father, let the altar of prayers be holy and pure unto the Lord, that when we come and pray, Lord, that you will hear our prayers. you will answer our prayers. And Father God, give us the grace to wait on your word, wait on your answer. Oh God, do not let us run ahead of ourselves. Let us have that spirit of perseverance to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. For he shall strengthen our hearts. Oh, Riamasandi, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So this morning, we come to thy throne of grace. And we surrender everything in our lives to you. Take preeminence in our lives. Lord, forgive us of all that we've done that is not bringing glory and honor to your name. Father, have mercy. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus. Father, we soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We suck our homes in the blood of Jesus. Everything in our homes in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. The blood of Jesus. Father God, let the blood of Jesus protect us. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We come against incidents and accidents in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus protect us even as we walk through and forth in our homes. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood, even as we go back and forth to work. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus be our pathway, the blood of Jesus. Be that red carpet that we walk on all through 24/7. Let the blood of Jesus be the red carpet in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus be the red carpet in our children's lives. Let the blood of Jesus be the red carpet in our grandchildren's lives. Oh, God, let the blood of Jesus be the red carpet in our spouse's life, the blood of Jesus. So we soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns us in the blood of Jesus. Father, let the blood speak. Father, let the blood speak. Father, let the blood speak. Father, the blood of Jesus. He is kind. He is gracious. Oh, God, you're good. Hallelujah. There's no one like you. So this morning, Lord, we put on the armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the helmet of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray, we put the armor on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, we put the armor on our siblings, our nieces and nephews, in the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins, oh God, girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. Father God, keep evil away from us, oh God. be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we silence the voice of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, only the voice of Almighty God. We will heed, so we will obey. We will not follow the voice of strangers, but we will follow the voice of Jesus Christ. We silence satanic voices in the name of Jesus. We will only hear the voice of the Father. Abba Father, the voice of Jesus Christ. We will hear the voice of the Holy Ghost, the Trinity, O God. We will walk after you, O God. Father God, sharpen our gifts of discernment in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let us walk after your truth in the name of Jesus. Not partial truth, but walk in your fullness, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for love. We thank you for unity. We thank you, Lord, for oneness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, O God. Even when we are not faithful, O God, you are faithful. You are kind. You are gracious. Hallelujah. Yikia nisiria kuye mokoye neka. Oria masetiria kuria mase. Father, prosper the works of our hands in the name of Jesus. Oria masetiria koro masetiria kum. We pray, Lord, let the mind of Christ be in us in the name of Jesus. Father God, release, let the mind of Christ be in us. Let us walk by faith and not by sight, O God. Father, let it be you working in us, not our will, but thy will be done in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for leading, always there to lead and guide us and teach us. Oh God, we surrender to you. Fill our hearts with your presence. Fill this place with your presence. Saturate our hearts in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we pray for peace and love and unity, oh God. You, Father God, that's when you command a blessing in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, this morning we thank you. We thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Oh, we thank you for their families. We thank you for their children. We thank you for their spouses. We thank you for their grandchildren, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for each and every family represented here, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to just release an overflow of your blessings, oh God, upon their lives in the name of Jesus. Help them in their endeavor, oh God. Everything that they touch, oh God, in the name of Jesus, give us wisdom and understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to walk by your Spirit. Lord, give this morning for a fresh anointing. Not the anointing from yesterday, but a fresh anointing. And so, Lord, we honor you. And we bless you. and we praise you and we worship you. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you that your perfect will be done in our lives and not our permissive will. Not your permissive will, but thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What the Lord has, there's a song that says we cannot tell it all. Hallelujah. God is good. God is kind. God is gracious. And so we bless his name. We pray peace upon each and every one this morning. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Even in the storms of life, we declare that peace of Jesus Christ. We invoke the covenant of peace, the covenant of peace in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome to our air morning glory. To those who are just joining us, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. We praise God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. I hear in the spirit because I always try to, every one of our lives. But this morning the Lord took me to this scripture, he keeps coming. Psalm 27, verse 14. He keeps taking me to this scripture. Psalm 27, verse 14. Hallelujah, if you have your Bible. He said in it, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. We know how Psalm 27 starts, but the Lord said this morning, take them to verse 14. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Who is God speaking to this morning? He's speaking to each and every one of us this morning. Hallelujah. Because many times we want to rush. We want to rush, we want things to happen so fast. But I hear in the spirit, wait on the Lord. And then he said, when you wait, you be of what? Good courage. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So when you cannot be anxious about things in your life, you have to have that endurance and that patience. Many of us don't have it. We want it now. So wait. Amen. In the name of Jesus. When you look, I'm reading from the King James Version, and I'm going to look at other Bibles this morning. The ASB said, wait for Jehovah, be strong, and let thy heart take courage. Yea, wait for Jehovah. The Amplified Version said, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Expect the Lord. Have faith. Expect the Lord. Be strong. And let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. This is from the Amplified Version. Wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Then the other verses that wait and hope for. See, when you're reading the Word of God, my brothers and sisters, always get, if you have a Bible that got other verses, so sometimes it can be, make it plain and simple for you, because sometimes the King James Version, because of the language, we lack the understanding. But if you don't have that understand, if you don't seem to understand what God is saying, first of all, you pray and ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes, and then you look at the other different versions of the Bible. The AMPC says, wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be brave and of good courage, and let your heart be stout and enduring. Yes, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord. The other verse, DRG said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen the heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. CSB Bible says, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart be courageous. Wait for the Lord. The CEB said, hope in the Lord, be strong, let your heart take courage. Hope in the Lord. Put your hope, CJB said, put your hope in Adonai. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, put your hope in Adonai. Trust the Lord, CEB said, trust the Lord. Be brave and strong and trust the Lord. The Darby Bible says, wait for Jehovah, be strong and let thy heart take courage. Yeah, wait for Jehovah. The ERV says, wait for the Lord's help. Be strong and brave and wait for the Lord's help. Hallelujah. Wait for the Lord's help. Be strong and brave. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. Wait for hope in the Lord's help. Be strong and let your heart be brave. And wait for hope in the Lord's help. Hope in the Lord. Be strong and he shall comfort thy heart. Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall, what? Strengthen the heart. So when you look at it, the first thing, wait, to be anxious about anything. But in everything with prayer and supplications, to be anxious when things are not going the way it's supposed to go. We get this anxiety. It happens to every one of us. And sometimes we want to fix things. And we want to go ahead of the Lord. And when we put our hands to these things, we mess up. We mess up because we are not waiting on the Lord. The Lord gives you the anointing to wait. to persevere. David is telling you, speaking to us, wait. He's been through a lot, but God has never let him down. So when he said wait, he's telling you, look, I've been through. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen our heart. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew thy strength. As you're waiting upon the Lord, what are you doing? You just waiting? No. When you wait, you are praising. When you wait, you are thanking him for what he has. When you wait on the Lord, you're not going ahead of him. Don't touch it. Don't go ahead of God. Please, you will mess it up. Don't go. If you pray and ask God to do something, wait on his answer. Don't go ahead. Look, I've been down that road. And that is a road you don't want no one to go through. That's not a road to go through. Because it's a terrible road. No, you want to wait to hear what he's saying. Wait to hear what he's speaking. Don't be anxious. The Bible says in Philippians 4, 6, be anxious for nothing but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to the Lord. Don't assume God says, oh, you go to this prophet, you go to this pastor, you go to this person or that person. And sometimes we be misled. When we go to this pastor, this prophet, we are misled. And then sometimes you're not misled. You don't want to hear where the pastor, the other pastor or prophet is telling you the same thing. Wait. God, what God says he will do, he will do. And they're telling you to wait. Don't try to fix things. Don't try to go ahead of God. When you're waiting, God is doing some things in us as we wait. There are some things he's uprooting out of our lives when we wait. When we wait, we are growing mature. He's pouring some things into our lives. When we wait, there's an anointing to take us to the next level. Hallelujah. Don't rush ahead. Father, is this what you want for me? Teach me, lead me, guide me. Show me the steps. Many people get caught up into witchcraft because we want quick. We want it and we want it now. And believe me, the devil will give it to you now. But there's a price you have to pay. And that price may be your life or the life of those that are close to you. The devil, everything the devil does, he wants paid. And you don't even know that you are entering into a covenant with him. And when you enter into a covenant with the enemy children, God bless you, bless generation. When you enter into a covenant with the devil, you put in even your children, yes, unborn, your seed of your seed into that covenant. But no, wait on God. To be anxious, praise him as you wait. Bless him as you wait. Keep your mind on him. The Bible says our mind on him will be that, we have that peace. Allow him to work in your life. What might look bad to you, it might be what God is getting some stuff ready because he wants to take you to your next level of blessings. He wants you to be mature enough to receive. He doesn't want to bless you and you lose it. Amen. He doesn't want you to go backwards. He wants you to go for your own good. He told Joshua, be of good courage. You wait, you study, you pray, you wait, you do things that's pleasing to him. Allow him to work in our lives as we wait on the Lord. Because you know what he said, he will do. He will do it. Hallelujah. So this morning, I just want you to take time and meditate on that. If you're going through situations, or if your family members going through situations, tell them to wait on God. Don't go ahead of God. Some prophecies are not for now. Some prophetic words are for the future. Amen? It's not for now. God got to take weed many things in our lives. And we need to allow him to take those things out so that we can walk in his fullness, have dominion, be fruitful. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning for this word. Wait on the Lord. You said in Isaiah 40:31, you said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Father, in the name of Jesus, renew our strength. Renew our strength. Let us be expectant. Give us the faith, O God, unmovable, unshakable faith, so that your promises will be done in our lives. You said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. Father God, let us mount up with wings as eagles. Let us run and not be weary, your strength. And let us walk and not faint. So we thank you for the anointing, oh God, of strength, the anointing of waiting, the anointing of renewal, the anointing to receive. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day as you Wait on the Lord. God bless you.